Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! And this was their primary tool for cooking them. Let us teleport and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
I'm John Batchelor. I'm visiting with Jonathan Hartley of the Civitas Institute, and he is a Canadian citizen and born in Ontario. I'm learning your geography, John, so forgive me if I say the obvious. But in any event, we're discussing not just the election, which we believe is imminent, but needs to be in 2025, but also the vision of Canada by the electorate right now, with choices between energy-rich country, and net zero, the ambition to do something positive about global warming or climate change. And John, I interrupted you when you were about to speak to the conservative and liberal debate of these last years, which is quite different from the conservative and liberal of America, very different approaches. The conservative position, as I understand it from the outside, is about developing the resources, especially of the West. What else is it that Mr. Poilievre is taking to the people, presuming the vote is soon enough? We have a few minutes.
Yes. Well, you know, I'd say, you know, the one thing that really defines, I'd say, you know, Pierre Poilievre's approach, you know, he's very much, you know, I'd say a free market conservative in the sense that he's very much focused on, you know, freeing up, you know, Canadian resources, you mentioned in the energy sector, but really, you know, freeing up workers, freeing up people in the economy, and thinking about, you know, Canadian housing is extremely expensive. You know, more Canadians compared to the U.S. live closer to urban centers because of land use regulations and zoning. Canadian housing prices have just risen astronomically in the past couple of decades, and housing has become very unaffordable for most Canadians. So, believe it or not, Pierre Poilievre, up until recently at least, was basically winning young Canadians 2-1 by just simply talking about this issue of housing affordability. And so he promised, for example, he's promised to increase housing supply by and use federal infrastructure funds as essentially a stick to get municipalities to move on this issue and to hit housing growth targets of 15%. He's talked about occupational licensing, reforming occupational licensing rules. There's no reason why doctors, foreign trained doctors, should be driving taxis or for Uber. So that kind of message, I think, has appealed to a lot of Canadians, to say the least. And I think, in my opinion, it's quite a compelling one. I've known Pierre Poilievre for nearly a decade. And he's, I think, very genuine when he says that. And I think, you know, he would be a fantastic prime minister of Canada. So that election has to happen sometime this year, sometime by the end of this year. It could happen as early as April. But I think, you know, what really distinguishes, I think, you know, the two strains of, you know, Canadian politics, you know, Conservative Party, you know, since the 1980s or so, since, you know, Brian Mulroney through Stephen Harper and potentially, you know, Prime Minister Pierre Poilievre, has really sought to foster, you know, the U.S.-Canada relationship as being primary. And I think that would be important for really both countries in coming to the table in these negotiations. I think Pierre would act, I think, in better faith to promote integration between Canada and the U.S. that would benefit both Canadians and Americans. The Liberal Party of Canada has a very long history of trying to really, like many other Western liberal and progressive parties, sort of has a strain of, I'd say, anti-Americanism in it. And it's really, I think, it's something that they played to in terms of trying to develop fear around, you know, the impacts of this trade war that we're not quite sure what we know, what the impact of it will be, or this trade dispute. But that's really what's, I think, led Mark Carney to this at least temporary surge in popularity. And we'll see what happens in the months ahead. But I think Pierre Poilievre's message is something that's credible and ultimately would be best to lead Canadians with.
And if I summarize correctly, then the election this year will be about Canada, not about the administration in Washington. Is that fair to say, John? We have 30 seconds.
Well, I think at some level, you know, the trade dispute is something that's front and center. But at some level for Canadians, I don't think it needs to be. I don't think it's totally clear yet what that impact will be. Obviously, there's a lot of rhetoric out there. But at some level, you know, I think both, you know, Canadians, I think, you know, want someone, you know, who will negotiate, you know, not only best for them, but, you know, to promote integration between the two countries and to not just what's best for Canadians, but what's best for Americans, too. And I think Pierre Poilievre is the right person to do that. And I think if Americans learn more about Pierre, I think many of them would come to like him as well. And so I think, you know, it's definitely going to be a very exciting election year. We'll see who ends up winning here.
Jonathan Hartley for the Civitas Institute, writing about Canada, our neighbors to the north.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.